The Great War. Somewhere in France. Richard Harding Davis. The fearless war correspondent par excellence, Richard Harding Davis, 1864 to 1916, was the most successful reporter of his time, working for the Evening Sun, New York, the New York Herald, Harper's Weekly, and Scribner's Magazine, among others. He was the first journalist to cover the Spanish-American War and, as a close friend of Theodore Roosevelt, helped create the image and legend of the future president as the leading light of the Rough Riders. He was an adventurer as well as a journalist, often going to the front lines to cover stories while wearing pistols and wielding other weapons. Very popular with other writers and journalists, the handsome, square-jawed Davis is reputed to have served as the model for the famous American illustrator Charles Dana Gibson's Gibson Man, the male equivalent of the Gibson Girl, as the personification of American beauty. He was the prime catalyst for American men to adopt the clean-shaven look at the end of the 19th century. A prolific writer, Davis produced more than 35 books of fiction, biography, history, and memoir. His best-known book was probably Soldiers of Fortune, 1897, which he later turned into a successful play. In the mystery field, his most widely read book is the often reprinted In the Fog, 1901, composed of three connected short stories in the style of Robert Louis Stevenson's New Arabian Nights, 1882. It contains two surprise endings. As a sophisticated journalist familiar with world politics, Davis demonstrated that strength when he brought it to his fiction, notably Somewhere in France. World War I was only months old when he wrote this story of the simmering hostilities between Germany and France. The story served as the basis for a silent black-and-white film released in 1916. Somewhere in France was first published in the June 1915 issue of Metropolitan Magazine. It was first collected in Somewhere in France, New York, Charles Scribner's Sons, 1915.